We will be beginning today a series of shiurim on Amira Lenachri. We find Amira Lenachri in Kol HaTorah Kula in various concepts. It's not limited to Hilcha Shabbos. Most famously the Sugya above Metziyat Apsadi, about Lo Safsom. We find it in connection to Siris, but our focus will be on Amira Lakum as far as Melaches Shabbos goes. So we'll be discussing the Isser of Amir Lakum, under what circumstances there are heterim, and the corollary Isser of being nana from Malacha done by an Akum of War Yisrael B'Shabbos. And then we'll talk about situations of Kablonus and Arisus and Chiris, and under what circumstances a employee Nachri may or may not do Malacha on behalf of Yisrael on Shabbos. So we generally speaking assume that the Isser of Amir Lenachri is an Isser Derabbanan. This is explicit in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Amir Aleph. The Mishnah there tells us a din that Lo Yiskar Adam Polim B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. V'lo Yomer Adam L'Chaver L'Iskar Lo Polim, nor are you allowed to instruct someone else to hire workers on your behalf on Shabbos. In the context of that sugya, the Gemara introduces the phrase Amir la'akum, Amir la'nachri shvas. So that seems pretty explicit that the Isser of Amir la'nachri and Shabbos is a Isser d'Rabbanan. However, there are some contrary indications we at least have to take into consideration. The pasuk that we just laid in Parshas HaChodesh is past Shabbos, the pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud-Beis Pasuk Tezayin, has the phrase Kol melacha lo ye'aseh behem. Referring to Yantiv, the Malacha may not be performed. Rashi there quotes in the Mechilta, Lo ye'aseh behem, afilu al yidei acherim. So the Torah is telling us, says the Mechilta, that Malacha may not be performed on behalf of Yisrael, in that context on Yantiv, even by others. So the Ramban there wonders, the Ramban of that Pasuk Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Tezayin, who are these others that the Mechilta is coming to exclude? If we're talking about other Jews, so you don't need a special pasuk to tell you that you can't have Malacha done for you by other Jews. The other Jews can't do Malacha on Yantiv anyway. So Elawad, it must be, we're talking about someone who is not otherwise commanded about the Isser Malacha on Yantiv, namely Anachri. But how could that be, says the Ramban? We know that Amira L'Nachri Shvus. So anyway you look, this mechilta seems difficult. If Aydei Chayra means Jews, they're ready mitzvah. If Aydei Chayra means not Jews, well, one second, that whole Isser of Amir L'Nachri is only an Isser D'Rabbanan to begin with. So the Ramban is forced to say that it must be the mechilta is only a asmachta ba'alma. He quotes the Lashon of the Mechilta of Rabbi Yoshia, V'lo ye'aseh goy melachtecha, that a goy may not perform melacha on behalf of Israel. The Rabban is forced to say this must be an asmachta ba'alma, and there's no Isser of Amir la'akum min ha'Torah. When it comes to a non-Jew doing melacha for his own benefit, then obviously that's mutter across the board. A non-Jew doing melacha for the benefit of Israel, that's an Isser d'Rabbanan, and that mechilta is only serving as an asmachta. The pasuk isn't really a source for an Isser of Amir la'akum. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah Shaarei Tzion on Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sukkot and Zayin, Shaarei Tzion, Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sukkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gaon that the Gaon had a different girsa in the mechilta. So according to the Gaon's girsa in the mechilta isn't really saying at all that there would be an Isser of Amir la'akum min ha'Torah. However, there are some Rishonim that do seem to take into consideration that at least according to one day in the Mechilta, there could be an Isser of Amir la'akum min ha'Torah. If you look, for example, in the Sefer Yireyim, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, he writes as follows, L'manu mikan sha'aser li'Yisrael haniach ha'akum lasas melachto. So we learn from here, from that mechilta, that you're not allowed to have a non-Jew do malach on your behalf. Bein b'yantiv bein b'shabbos midaraisa. So Reim says, you see from here, that there's an Isser of Amir Lenachri min HaTorah. Aval Emasalo Yisrael Me'er Shabbos HaMalacha Mutter. So if the instructions were given on Erev Shabbos, and the Yisrael tells the Nachri to do Malach on his behalf on Shabbos, but he tells him on Erev Shabbos to do it for me on Shabbos, that would be an Isser Derabbanan, even according to the Mechilta. But if you tell the Nachri on Shabbos to do Malach on Shabbos, according to the Mechilta, or at least that day in the Mechilta, that would be an Isser Deraisa. The Mechilta there is Machlokas of Yoshia B'Yochanan, but at least within that Rabbi Yoshia, it would be an Isser Deraisa, so says the Yireim. This position of the Reim, which is also suggested by the Smag is quoted by the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Reish Mem Dalid, Smag at the end of Simon Reish Mem Dalid, the Beis Yosef, that assume the Mechilta may be talking about in Isser D'Araisa. And there's a Taz in the end of Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Taz in the end of Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Sivkatan Gimel, that quotes these Rishonim, who suggest that there is an Isser of Amir Lenachri min HaTorah. If you look at the Prima Gadim there, the Prima Gadim in Reish Mem Gimel on Sivkat and Zion and the Taz, he says, even according to these Rishonim, maybe it's somewhere between a real Dindaraisa and a Asmachta. It's a super strong Asmachta, but it's not quite a bona fide Dindaraisa. He tries to carve out some middle ground. But you do have this possibility, at least in Sanri Rishonim, for some application of Amir Lenachri being the Natorah. If you look in the Chuvas Marach or Zeruah Simin Lamed, you have that as well, Marach or Zeruah Simin Lamed. Okay, then there's another Rabban Latorah, Avi.
How does Rishonim deal with Amir Lenachri?
So they presumably have to say that that's Talyan Machlokas Tanam and Machlokas in the Mechilta, and the Gemara that says Amir Lachim Shvus, one of two things. Either that's going like the other day, and maybe we don't necessarily paskin like that day in the Mechilta that says Amir L'Akim Deraisa, or the Gemara's application of Amir L'Akim Shvus, you have to figure out if this could work every time the Gemara invokes it. That's talking about where the Tzivi is done Erev Shabbos. But if the Tzivi would be done on Shabbos, then that would be a Din Deraisa. Even though the context of the Gemara quotes it is the Mishnah of Lo Yizkor Polim, which is Afilu B'Shabbos, so it doesn't sound like that's so tenable. So you may just have to say that's a machlokas tanan. Good. Then there's another Ramban. Or the other thing you could say is the following. There's another Ramban in the Torah in Parshas Yisro, the pasuk in the Ten Commandments, v'gerecha asher b'sharecha. So who is this gerecha asher b'sharecha that is mitzuvah and Shabbos? Ata bin chavitecha ata chamascha pemtecha v'gerecha asher b'sharecha. So is that talking about a Ger Tzedek? The Torah has to be marred by a Ger Tzedek? That a Ger Tzedek has to keep Shabbos? That should be Pashut. So some say maybe an Achanami. Maybe, I think Rabbi Kasher in the Torah Shlema quotes, some would say this, I don't remember who he quotes, maybe he said himself, that no, maybe you'd have a Havamina that because Shabbos is so special, you have to be a born Jew to keep Shabbos. And that's what the Torah is calling Lafuke. And the Ramban doesn't assume the way. The Ramban says, obviously can't be talking about a Ger Tzedek, because that's Pashut. So it must be talking about a Ger Toshav. So what does that mean? That means that even though a Ger Toshav is not mitzvah on Shabbos, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos, but he's also not allowed min HaTorah to perform malacha on behalf of a Yisrael. So that sounds like the possibility that even if Amira Lenachri in general is a Din Derabanan, but maybe Amira Leger Toshav would be a Din Deraisa. That's what seems to emerge from the Ramban Ala Torah and the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah points out that this is a Tosfos in Yevamos, Mem Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Zeh Ger Toshav. Forgot to bring a Gemara Yevamos. Anyone have a Gemara Yevamos? The Tosfos there on Mem Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Zeh Ger Toshav assumes, and Tosfos' answer there, that a Amira leger toshav would be an Issa d'araisa. Under normal circumstances, a ger toshav is not allowed to observe Shabbos, but to instruct a ger toshav to do malacha on your behalf would be an Isser min ha-Torah. And Tosfos has that suggestion there in Yevamos and Chesed Beis. So Shechter points out that might be the Ke'en d'araisa for Amir Lakum. Now, what's the model for the Dinder Abanan of Amir Lakri? So maybe the model is Ger Toshav. Maybe Amir Ger Toshav is the Dinder Raisa. And the Issa d'Rabbanan, the Shvus of Amir Lakri, is patterned after that Issa d'Raisa of Amir Ger Toshav. So we usually assume that we don't have Ger Toshav nowadays, but the Rosh Hashanah points out that Rav Kook deals with this in his Shabbat Ha'aretz. When Rav Kook had the suggestion that there's no violation of Lo Sechanim when you have the Heter Mechira, if you're going to sell the land to Yishmaelim, because the Yishmaelim have an implicit din of Ger Toshav, even nowadays, even without a formal Kabbalah. So if that was the case, and then you have a Kula when it comes to Ger Toshav, when it comes to a Heter Mechira, that would create a Chumra. When it comes to Amira Le'Nachri, that would be Aser Min HaTorah to use a Arab Shabbos guy in Eretz Yisrael, which would be problematic. So apparently Rav Kook tries to get out of that and comes up with some distinctions. I didn't see the Shabbat artist inside. Okay. The Pardes Yosef in Parshas Bo quotes a different suggestion from the Torah Moshe, that maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Maybe that pasuk of Kamalach Lo Yasa Behem is talking about Yontif. Maybe by Yontif, the Isra of Amira Linachri is a Dindar Raisa, but when it comes to Shabbos, that would be a Dindar Abana. Why should that be? That seems counterintuitive. So he quotes people who say that seems counterintuitive. I don't know, but apparently that suggestion is out there. Bottom line, the whole premise that we always operate with is that Amir Lenachri is a Dirabana. That's the whole basis for all the kulas we have by whenever there are kulas for Amir Lenachri. That's based on the premise that it's considered a Shvus. So even though there may be indications in Rishonim that there may be a day out there that Amir Lenachri is an Issa Deraisa, we always operate with the assumption that it's an Isser Dirabanan. And I guess if you ever bump into a Ger Toshav, you'll have to deal with that when it comes up. Okay. What is the reason for the Isser of Amir Lenachri? The Rashi seems to say two things in two places, but the Achronim point out that Rashi is not contradicting himself. The Rashi seems to be highlighting two different aspects of the Isser of Amir Lenachri. So if you look in the Sugya, in the beginning of the last paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, paragraph Misha Hifshech, and Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah there tells us that if a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos when it gets dark, Misha Hifshech Baderech, and it's about to become Shabbos, and he's stuck and he has things he needs to have watched over Shabbos, so Misha Hifshech Baderech Nosin Kiso Lenachri. So you're allowed to give your wallet to a Nachri to continue transporting to watch over on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "My taima sharulei rabbanu lemeso kisa lenachri." Why is it that the rabbanan make this allowance to give your wallet to a nachri? Kim lehula rabbanan de'ena d'mamin asmal mamono ilo sharis le'asi lasuya dalad amir v'shitzer rabbin. So Chazal assume that a person is going to be very bothered, very ill at ease at the prospect of losing his wallet, and if you don't allow this, then he's going to do worse, and he's going to violate an Issa d'Araisa of being Mavri Dalet Amis B'Shitza Rabbah. So rather make an allowance for what would seem to be an Issa d'Rabbanan to prevent him, or a double d'Rabbanan, to prevent him from potentially violating a Din d'Araisa. Says Rashi, "My time is Sharule Lemes of Lenachri. Why do we allow him to give the wallet to Lenachri? The Harei Hu Shlucho Lisanu B'Shabbos. After all, you are empowering this Nachri as your agent, as your emissary, as your Shaliach, to carry for you on Shabbos." So Gemara is saying, that would have been a problem. Under normal circumstances, you can't have a Nachri carry something for you on Shabbos. But here, because of these extenuating circumstances and the concern that it may come to din deraisa, so we allow you to have a nachri perform malacha on your behalf. So Rashi sounds like, in principle, the problem of amira l'nachri is that a nachri is performing a malacha as your shaliach. There's some form of shlichus involved when a nachri does malacha on behalf of Yisrael on Shabbos. That's Rashi is saying over here on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel in Shabbos. If you look in Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tetzvav Amud Aleph, the Gemara there, the Mishnah there tells us a din that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a nachri. Why are you not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a nachri? Because we're concerned that people are still going to identify the behema gasa as the property of the Yisrael, and he's going to be doing malacha on Shabbos, and people are going to think that it's the Jewish animal, the Jewish-owned animal, that's doing malacha on Shabbos. In the context of that discussion, Rashi has the following. Dibur maskil kevan dezavna kanya. The Gemara says, why is that such a problem? Once he sold the animal, so it's the property of the non-Jew. So why are we bothered by the potential association of this behemah gasa with the original Jewish owner? So Rashi there comments, Dibur maskil kevan dezavna kanya. Al Shabbos lo nistavu b'nei Noach. So b'nei Noach obviously are not commanded about Shabbos. If that's so, that there's no iser, there's no prohibition for a nachri to perform malach on Shabbos, so why is there this institution of amir la'akim that you're not allowed to tell a nachri to do malach on your behalf on Shabbos? That's a violation. If you instruct a nachri to do malach on your behalf on Shabbos, that's a violation of mimso chefzach avidaber daber, the pasuk in Yeshaya. That's a violation of the way you talk about the speech that you use during the week, the speech that you use on Shabbos should be different, so you can't engage in a weekday speech on Shabbos. So that's mimso chefzecha v'daber daber, dibur aser. So when you instruct the nachri to do malach on your behalf on Shabbos, that's a violation of mimso chefzecha. So Rashi in Shabbos Kufna Gimel says that amir l'akim is a form of shlichus. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tesvav says that Amir L'Achim is a violation of Mimso Chafzecha B'Daber Dover. So many Achronim point out the following. The Aruch HaShulchan has this in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Zif Dalet. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Reish Mem Dalet Zif Dalet. The Rebbe Chanan has this in Kovitz Shirin Beitza Os Mem Tes. Kovitz Shirin Beitza Os Mem Tes. And more expansive treatment you find in the Stipler, Kilas Yaakov Avodah Zarah Simen Ches, the Stipler Avodah Zarah Simen Ches. So they all say basically the following, that Rashi is presenting two different aspects of Amir L'Akim, both of which are correct and both of which are necessary to cover a variety of applications. So they point out that if the issue is only Mimso Chesnecha, if the issue is only that you're not allowed to instruct a nachri to do malach on your behalf, because that's a violation of Daber Davar, that so then that should only be relevant if you're giving the instructions on Shabbos. If you're telling a nachri on Shabbos to do malach on your behalf, so then that's a violation of Daber Davar. But what happens if you would tell the nachri on Erev Shabbos to do malach for you on Shabbos? So that you can't call that Daber Davar, because there's no iser of Daber Davar and Erev Shabbos. So Daber Davar is only relevant when the instructions are given on Shabbos. However, if you're going to give the instructions on Erev Shabbos to do malach on your behalf on Shabbos, so that's not a violation of Mitzvah Chesach Daber Davar, that is a violation of Shlichus, because you're empowering the Nachri to do malach on your behalf on Shabbos. What difference does it make if you tell him about it before Shabbos, you tell him about it on Shabbos? If he's going to be doing the malach on your behalf on Shabbos, so that is a form of shlichus, which should be a prohibited application of Amira L'Akim. So both of these reasons of Rashi are necessary to tell us that Amira L'Akim applies whether you give the instructions on Shabbos, whether you give the instructions before Shabbos. So theoretically, it would be a problem, we'll flesh out all these possibilities, it would be a problem to give the instructions before Shabbos to do the malacha on Shabbos. It would definitely be a problem to give instructions on Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos. And it would also be a problem to give malacha, give instructions on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos. Okay, so how do we know the first case? How do we know that you're not allowed to give instructions before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos? So that's a Mordechai in Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Tes. Mordechai in Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Tes. Working off that sugya at the beginning of Misha Hechshech that we just quoted a few moments ago. So what are we talking about? Misha Hechshech Bederech Nosin Kiso L'Nachri. You give your wallet to the Nachri. When do you give the wallet to the Nachri? Says Rashi Mevel Yom. So you give the wallet to the Nachri on Erev Shabbos. So it's only because of the Gemara's consideration of Ein Adam Omed Al Mamono that if we don't allow for some kula, then a person is going to be so ill at ease with the possibility of losing his wallet that he may come to violate a din d'oraisa. So we have to make this concession to allow him to violate a bir la'akum to prevent himself from violating a potential din d'oraisa. So there, it's only because of that kula that you're allowed to instruct the Nochri and Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos. But under normal circumstances, it would be usher to instruct the Nochri on Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So that's quoted lahalacha in the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Vav. The Rambam writes, Asur lomer l'goy lasas lona malacha b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to instruct the Nachri to do malacha on Shabbos. Af al pi sheinu mitzuvah l'Shabbos, even though the Nachri himself is not commanded about Shabbos. V'af al pi she'amar lo mikodem b'Shabbos, and even if the instructions are given before Shabbos. Okay, and that's what we assume. quoted in Simon Shin Zion in Shulchan Aruch. You can feel free to go get water if you want. Simon Shin Zion Se'if Beis. The Mechaber writes, Aser Lisker Polim, V'lo Lomer Le'eno Yehudi Lisker Lo Polim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers or instruct a non-Jew to hire workers on your behalf on Shabbos. Alpha Visha'ena Yisrael Sarach Losa Malacha El Acha Shabbos, even if you don't need the Malacha to be done on Shabbos. Shekol Mashu Asr La'asoso Asr Lomer Le'ni Yehudi La'asoso, whatever you're not allowed to do yourself, you're not allowed to tell an Acha to do. Ba'afilu Lomer Lo Kodem Chashecha La'asos B'Shabbos Asr. And you're not even allowed to give instructions before Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. Okay? So that's the din that Amir La'akam applies, even if the instructions are given before Shabbos, to do malacha on Shabbos. So Rabbi Karp has the following in his sefer on Chelet Beis Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei. He says this is relevant in the following scenario. Let's say you have a Jew who's in Eretz Yisrael. So Friday afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, this Jew calls a Nachri in New York, and he tells the Nachri in New York, "I want you to do malacha on my behalf in a few hours in New York, at a time that it will still be Erev Shabbos in New York, but it will already be Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael." So again, a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael is calling a Jew in Eretz Yisrael is calling a Nachri in New York and telling him, "Please do malacha on my behalf when it's going to be Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, but it will not yet be Shabbos in New York." So Rabbi Karp thinks that that's the Davar Pashut, that would be Aser. Because you're instructing a Nachri on Erev Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos, even though the place where he's going to be doing the Malacha is not in Shabbos. But he's doing Malacha on your behalf in a place where it's Shabbos for you. So that, he thinks, is a violation of this Shlichus, that you're authorizing, you're empowering a Nachri to act as your agent to do malacha on your behalf on Shabbos, when it's Shabbos for you, even though it happens to be that the place where he is not yet Shabbos. Rabbi Karg says, don't tell me that that's the same as the following day. We'll take a look at the end of Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim. Who's this Yesh Omrim? Yesh Omrim is the Rashba and Daf Kufnun Aleph in Mesechet Shabbos. B'shem Bali Tosos. We don't have the Bali Tosos in our Tosos, but the Rashba quotes him from the Bali Tosos. Yesh Omrim. Shemisha Kibel Olav Shabbos Kodim Shechashecha. If a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, he's Mekabel Shabbos Friday afternoon after Plag, Mutter Lomar Li Yisrael Chaveiro Lasas La Malacha. So your Lasas happens all the time, right? You made Shabbos early and you realize that you forgot something, so you're allowed to tell your neighbor who hasn't yet been Mekabel Shabbos, your Jewish neighbor who hasn't yet been Mekabel Shabbos, to do malacha on your behalf. Why should that be? Because the way the Rashba explains, quoting the Bali Tosfos, if not for the fact that you were Mekabel Shabbos early, it would be mutter for you to do Malacha yourself. But fundamentally, it's not yet a time where it has to be Shabbos. You decided to do Mekabel Shabbos on your own. But you also could do Malacha if not for the fact that you had already been Mekabel Shabbos. That's what the Rashba says. But it says the Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katim Sam of Dalid. The Kevan Shalachadeiro Mutter Ein Isser Amira Shayach Bazeh. So there's no Isser Amira Li Yisrael here, where it's Mutter for the other person to do Malacha at that juncture. Parenthetically, the Ramban discusses here whether this applies Motzei Shabbos as well. That's the very lengthy task here, Machlokas, the Ramban, the Levush. So Rabbi Karp says that's different. In the case where you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so then fundamentally, you could do Malacha also if not for the fact that you're Mekabel Shabbos early. But in the case where the Nachri is doing Malacha on your behalf in New York, since you're in Eretz Yisrael and it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, he can't do malach on your behalf. So Rabbi Karp assumes that's a Dover Pasha. That the problem of shlichus is even if in the area where the person is doing the malacha is not yet Shabbos, because presumably he doesn't spell this out, but Mali time and Mali place. Meaning that just as you can have a Nachri de Malach on your behalf, the Nachri is not Mitzvah in Shabbos, so if he's on the same block as you, so he can't do malacha on your behalf because it's your Shabbos. And Mali, if he's doing malacha half a world away, where it's no one's Shabbos, but as far as you're concerned, it's your Shabbos. There's no difference between time and place. That seems to be his assumption. I just bumped into Rabbi Newberg on the way up before, and I asked him what he thought about this, and he said, I didn't tell him who said what, he said like Rabbi Karp. He asked Rav Shechter yesterday what he thought, and he assumed Pasha the other way, that there wouldn't be an Isser for a Nachri to do Malacha on behalf of Israel in a place where it's Shabbos for the Israel, if it's not Shabbos in the place where the Nachri is. So I have to think about it a little bit more. Michael first.
This answer sounds a little difficult because, technically speaking, the guy before Shabbos can hop on a plane and fly back to New York. And when he's in New York, then it won't be Shabbos for him. You can apply the same logic, saying that, granted, while he's in Eretz Yisrael, that the goyim in America, mm-hmm. that fine, they'll be able to have a time difference. When it's Shabbos for him, it won't be Shabbos for the goy. But let's say, like you're saying, both of you are in New York, it could technically not be Shabbos for this guy, how if he didn't accept Shabbos early. So if he wants to hop on a plane, let's say, beginning of the week to get back, then you should apply the same logic. He could put himself in the scenario that it won't be Shabbos.
No, but right now, where you are, it's Shabbos. In the case of Reis Tama Gimel, where you are, it's not Shabbos. He just decides to adopt Shabbos early. It's not exactly the same. Sammy.
Is there a cover against the? Is he going against? Like, would he? How do you work with the Shulchan Aruch that says that if you adopt Shabbos early, you can tell someone else?
Because there, that's different. There, for you also, you don't have to be Kabbalah Shabbos yet. The Yisrael didn't have to be Kabbalah Shabbos yet. He decided to be Kabbalah Shabbos early. In the case of the New York Yerushalayim case, it's Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, he sliced it. It's already way past the Shkia. It's not your choice to be Kabbalah Shabbos.
He's saying it's a dinner choice? I'm saying one thing.
The reason for that Rashba, according to Shulchan Aruch, is that you're Kabbalah Shabbos early, but it's not objectively Shabbos yet. You didn't have to be Kabbalah Shabbos early. So there's no Amira in the case where you didn't have to be Kabbalah Shabbos early.
It seems strange because you didn't ask the Goy on Shabbos.
Right.
So didn't ask on Shabbos. Right. And also the Goy is not doing Malacha on Shabbos.
Right, so he's doing Malacha on your behalf at a time that is Shabbos for you.
I know, but at the end of the day, the Goy is not doing work on Shabbos.
But the Goy is not...
He's not doing...
But the counter argument is that he's not doing work on Shabbos when it's Shabbos either. Because as far as he's concerned, it's not Shabbos, he's Mufka from Shabbos. So that's what I'm saying. His argument is Mali, if he's next to you, it's not his Shabbos. And Mali, if he's in New York, it's not his Shabbos. Because he's Mufka from Shabbos. Shabbos is defined by the Yisrael, not by the Nachri.
It seems that it would be obvious to see not only when it's the Nachri, but also to a Jew in Chutz La'aretz. If you tell a Jew in Chutz La'aretz to do something for you, that would be Shabbos for you, that would also be Usher when they're at the car.
It would be Usher to have it.
If it's still a Shabbos, it's still a call for him.
This would be in the mirror and not in the action itself.
Good question.
Does anyone ever, in Yerushalayim or other Akronim, say that it's a problem of Mirat Akron when a Goy does not work on Shabbos?
And it's a problem of Goy should show us.
Alex. Did Schechter give any rise for his position, or he just thought it was a double question?
He thought it was a double question. If it's not Shabbos, if the Nachri is, and you didn't tell him to do something on Shabbos, so what's the answer?
Right, well, if it says, Lo Yaseh Bahem,
right.
So that's Lo Yaseh on Shabbos. You could say, oh, it's not Shabbos in the sense that...
Well, Lo Yaseh Bahem, we don't pass them like that. That's the Mechot we started with, which is problematic.
You can still take it as a Mishnah, though.
So let's say this is a smachta. Okay.
But in any case, you were saying, you say, okay, technically for the Nachri, it's not Subban Shabbos, so it's not Shabbos, but you're still speaking about him doing something on a day that's
right.
Shabbos.
So it's not Shabbos where he is. Okay, you can go back and forth. I'm not sure what the Raya is. So we'll think about it some more. Okay, what about the other scenario? What about a Nachri doing Malacha? What about instructing a Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha after Shabbos? So they're also, right, instructing him on Shabbos, even if you're telling him to do it after Shabbos, that would sound like the same violation of Dabar Dabar. Nimso Chesach Dabar Dabar. There's no Shlichos, but there's Nimso Chesach Dabar Dabar. So says the Alter Rebbe, Simin Shin Vav Siv Katan Hay. Simin Shin Vav Siv Katan Hay. But the Alter Rebbe has the following observation, that here there may be a kulam. That if the only problem, you're instructing the Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha after Shabbos. So if the only violation is Mimso Chatzacha, but not Shlichas, so maybe there'll be more grounds to be Mekel than Malka Mitzvah. But sometimes we relax Mimso Chatzacha v'davir davar for Dvar Mitzvah. So even though, as we'll see in general, we don't allow the Shitas Bala Itranah standards we'll talk about in general, under most circumstances, we don't allow a malacha deraisa to be performed by a nachri, even malacha mitzvah. But here, if the malacha is going to be performed after Shabbos, it's only the amira, so then the Alter Rebbe suggests for malacha mitzvah, you could be matur even a amira on a malacha deraisa.
So an example would be like on Shabbos, you tell the janitor that tomorrow is going to go bris, so vacuum the entire room, and that would be an example.
I don't know, vacuuming for bris and bar mitzvah, but you can find some examples. Yeah.
Why would Erev Shabbos time with the Malacha Shabbos be Mitzvah
Chesach? Because there's no Isser of Mitzvah Chesach before Shabbos. Lo yehei Dibor Chab Shabbos, ki Dibor Chab Bechol. Your Dibor is, I'm sorry?
I'm not focusing on the Dabra Dabra.
Yeah.
Mitzvah Chesach, you're still doing, having a lot of done for you. On Shabbos.
But that...
why are we assuming that Devon never only... why do we put those two things together?
Because we don't find that that's relevant before Shabbos. Vem sochav sochav v'dabri davar. Lo yehei hilucha v'shabbos hilucha v'chol lo yehei... When we say Nimso Chesach, we really mean Dabri Dabri here, I think.
Right.
So Lo Yehei Hilucha B'Shabbos Hilucha B'Chol Dibrocha B'Shabbos Dibrocha B'Chol. So your Shabbos activities should be different than your weekday activities. That's what that pasuk in Yeshayahu means. So the way you speak on Shabbos should be different than the way you speak during the week. That's even when we say Nimso Chesach, I think we mean Dabri Dabri. Okay. And there may be another nafkamina here between the Erev Shabbos scenario and the Shabbos scenario. If you're going to tell the Nachri on Erev Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, so he said that's a violation of Shlichus, but that's not a violation of Dabir Dabar. So there are, in that kind of situation, there may be more grounds lahakel by Remiza Derech Sivli. So we'll talk about, we're not going to get to it today or probably not next time either. Generally speaking, where Amir Lachim is Aser, Amir Lachim is Aser, even Ayide Remiza. It doesn't make a difference if it's Remiza or B'dibor. At least in the kind of Malacha that's going to result in some Hana. But if you're Mitzaveh on Erev Shabbos, so then in Shulchan Aruch it says that Remiza, even Derek Sivoy, would be Mutter. So in that Sif we just read part of before, Simen Shin Zayin Sif Beis. So we read the first part before, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to hire workers Erev Shabbos to do work on Shabbos. But then the Mechaber continues, Aval Mutter Lomer Lo Acher HaShabbos. Right, and then you can't tell the Nachri to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, even if you tell him before Shabbos. Aval, Mutter lo acher haShabbos, lama lo asisa daver ploni b'Shabbos Shabbos. You're allowed to tell him after Shabbos, why didn't you do this for me last Shabbos? Even though he's going to understand from your words that you wanted to do this lacha for your next Shabbos, but if it's derech hamizah, there it's going to be mutter. So there's more of a more grounds lekula for amira derech remiza if the amira takes place not on Shabbos. We'll have to talk about Remiza more as we go on. Okay. So the most famous kula, if you will, when it comes to Amir Lakum is the notion of Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. That Amir Lakum is a Shvus, so you could have a Nachri do a Malacha D'Rabbanan on your behalf B'Makom Mitzvah. So let's just work backwards for a moment. Take a look at Simin Shin Zayin Se'if Hei. The Mechaber writes, Davar she'eino malacha ve'eino asir la'asas v'shabiz ela mishum shvus. So something which is not a malacha d'raisa, it's only a malacha d'rabbanan. So Yisrael is allowed to instruct a Nachri to perform a Malacha D'Rabbanan on his behalf on Shabbos, if any of the following circumstances are in place, either there's a Mixas Choli, as we discussed, Chol She'en B'Sakana, O Yet Sarach L'Davar Tzarech Harve, or there's a pressing great need for this to be performed. Oh, mine mitzvah. Or there's a mitzvah consideration. So either cholish eim basakana, or tzarech gadol, or mitzvah. Ketzad. Omer Yisrael eina Yehudi b'Shabbos lalos b'ilav l'havi shofar l'koet kia mitzvah. So either the only shofar that you have access to is where it's on the top of a tree. So you're allowed to tell the Nachri to violate the Dirabbanan of climbing a tree in order to get the shofar. Because we only talk about a place where they did blow shofar on Shabbos. Or to bring water in an area without an Erev Chaseros in order to wash a chola. V'yesh osrin. So, what's this machlokas Rishon, and what are these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch? So, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos in the sugya of Ishtape Chamima, the Gemara in Erevin. So, the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam in Perek Vav, beginning in Halacha Tes. This is working off the Sugin Erevin Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara there has an instance of Ishtape Chamima, where there is a Tinok who was having a Mila done, and there was a need for hot water, and the hot water spilled, and they had to ask a Nachri to provide the hot water. The most Rishonim understood that the Gemara is talking about a Issur D'Rabbanan that's being done Al Yedei Nachri. The Rambam writes the following: Perek Vav Halacha Tes, Davar She'eino Malacha Ve'ein Asur La'asas B'Shabbos Ela Mishum Shvus. So that which is only a Shvus, Mutar LeYisrael Lomer LeGoy La'asas B'Shabbos. So Yisrael is allowed to tell a Goy to do it on Shabbos. V'hu She'yesh HaMitzvah Scholi O Yetzarach LeDavar Tzarach Harbi Ovnei Mitzvah. So that's the Mechaber is basically no kilosh in a Rambam. The Rambam understood that Gemara in Erevin, when it talks about Bris Mila, Mila is lav dafka. It's simply an example for any time there is a significant tzarech, be it a tzarech gadol, perhaps it has some merubah, choli, or a mitzvah, But any of those situations, you're allowed to have a Nachri perform a Shvus, Shvus to Shvus b'makom tzarek gadol, Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, and Mila there is la dafka. And the Yesh Cholkin that the Mechaber quotes, that's the position of the Bali Tosos. Among other places, Tosos and Gittin, Daf Chesam and Beis, Dibur Masal Afalgav, Tosos and Gittin, Chesam and Beis, Dibur Masal Afalgav, that's the Sugya of the Gemara that allows Amir Lenachri to sign a deed to acquire property in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, Mishum Yishum Eretz Yisrael. So the Tosos there assumes that that whole Sugya of Yishtabit Chamim and the allowance of performing a shavus ayidei nachri for the purpose of the purpose of the mila, that's limited to bris mila. That's a special kula because of the nature of bris mila. But it doesn't apply any more broadly than that. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosos, and that's the 2 days that we have here in Shulchan Aruch. And then the Rama here makes a reference to a third position. Rama says, "Lekaman siman tavkuf peivav pasuk lahatir." So even though here the Mechaber quotes Tudeis in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he is matir. And then the Rama says, "Ayin le'el siman reish ayin vav diyesh makilin afil b'malacha deraisa." So that's the most liberal position, that you're allowed to have an ochi perform even a malacha deraisa litzarach mitzvah. That's the position of the Bala Itzur. So take a look back at Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Simen Reish Ayin Vav is a Simen about Hana'am Mimelechas Achim Mimelechas Nachri B'Shabbos. What happens if a Nachri lights a candle on behalf of Israel? So there in Seif Beis the Rama writes the following: Yeshomrim Demut Yolomer Le'eno Yehudi Lahalok Lo Ner L'Suda Shabbos. So there is an opinion that you're allowed to ask enough to light a candle for you in order to enjoy your Seudas Shabbos. Nishim l'sfira leh, demutar amir la'akam, afilu b'malacha gemura b'malacha mitzvah. Because this opinion assumes that there's a heter of amir l'nachri even on a malacha d'araisa b'malacha mitzvah. Ran, sof perek blazer d'mila, b'shem ha'iter. She'al pizeh nahagu rabim lahaka l'davar. So based on this Bala Itzur, the Rama is recording there is a widespread practice of being nekel to do what? L'tzavos le'eno yehudi lahadlik neiros l'tzarev se'uda. So there's a widespread practice that the Rama is referencing of people having non-Jews light candles on their behalf for the Seuda Shabbos, b'frat b'seudas chasen amil, especially when there is a large meal for Simcha. The ain moha biyadam, and people did not protest. V'yesh lahachmir b'makam she'ein tzarek gadol. But the Rama says, even though there was such a apparently widespread practice, that's wrong, and the person should be machmir unless there is a tzarek gadol. The harova poskim cholkim asfarzu, because most poskim argue on the Bala Itzur. Where's the Bala Itzur coming from? So if you look in the Ran, in the end of Perek Lezer Demila, Daf Memtes Amid Aleph Vidape Harif. Memtes Amid Aleph Vidape Harif. In this Gemara, they repaginated the riff. So the Ran there quotes the Bahag.
I have a
The Ran there quotes the Bahag who had the I think I'm fine. The Ran there quotes the Bahag who had the following understanding in the Gemara. We have a
Thanks.
Sorry, it's Nud Heim and Beis Nud Vav Mud Al Kedavir. Ashikam Malachas Gedolos. Das HaBahag, Shematir and Amir La'akum, Afilu Edavar Shiesh Vamalacha Gemura, Gabi Mechshir Emila. So according to the Bahag, the Hetzer V'Shtav HaChamimi even applies to a Malacha D'Araisa when it comes to Mechshir Emila. Because he understood in that Gemara, the Gemara has the following line, do we not distinguish between a shvus to ispe maisa and a shvus to lespe maisa? So the Bahag understood that a shvus that's done ayda Yisrael, that's considered a shvus to ispe maisa. A shvus ayda akum is a shvus to lespe maisa because Yisrael is not doing a maisa. So the Gemara there says a shvus to lespe maisa is mutter. B'maka mila. So shvus to lespe maisa according to the Bahag means ayde nachri. So b'maka mila according to the Bahag, Gemara says you're allowed to do malacha ayde nachri even a malacha daraisa. And then if you assume like the Rambam's camp that mila is lav dafka but it applies to any maka mitzvah, so then the extension of the Bahag would tell you that just like you're allowed to perform a malacha daraisa for mila, Ayideyakum, you can perform a malacha derais ayideyakum for other mitzvos. And the Ran says that is the basis of the position of the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter writes as follows. The Bala Itter is Mila Amud Mem Tes, column 1. The Karvani Lomar, the Hadlakas, Ner Bishabis, Mitzvah Bishas Achila. That he thinks that having light during your Suda Shabbos is considered a Tzarek Mitzvah, and therefore be mutter Ayidei Eino Yehudi on Shabbos. So that's the position of the Bala Itta that the Ramah quotes as the justification for a minhag that he knows, even though the Ramah says that L'chatchila you should not rely on the Bala Itta except for under certain under exceptional circumstances. So let's go back. What we do rely on is what we have in Simon Shin Zayin Seif Hei, that a shvus the shvus b'makom mitzvah b'makom sarak gadol would be mutter. It says in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Tes El Mishim Shvus. Why? Sorry, Sifkat in Kav. The kaven she iser eno el midra banan the iser amir la akam hu gam kein rak midra banan have shvus de shvus lo gazu ba fanem elu, that since amir la akam is a midra banan and we're talking about a shvus de rabanan, so lo gazu that lo hamid de rayam the gzeira de rabanan of amir la akam was never meant to apply to such a situation. So just to point out, there is a fourth position we've shown him that Rabbi Karp points out, and that is if you look in the Rashba in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, the Rashba in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, he has the following that he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, that when the Gemara distinguishes between a Shvus to Ispe Maisa and a Shvus to Lespe Maisa, the Gemara is distinguishing between a case where the malacha affects the object in a case where the malacha does not. Most malachos, if you cook something, so there's a change inherent in the object that is the subject of the malacha. If you are bona, if you're kosev, most malachos, if you perform the malacha, there's a change in the makeup of that object which is the subject of the malacha. Where's the no change? Hotza. That's how some of the Yishanim understand Hotsa Malacha Gruahi, I think the Yerzeruah and others, that it's the same chayfet, if I pick it up here and put it down there, nothing inherently has changed to the chetes. That's why, according to some Rishonim, it says a malacha grew, because there's no effect to the object. The Rebbeinu Yonah distinguishes between a malacha where there's an effect on the object and a malacha where there's no effect on the object. So Amir la'akum will be mutter b'mako mitzvah on a malacha where there's no effect on the object, even if it's a malacha d'oraisa. So hotzah would be mutter. Most Rishonim understand that the situation of hotzah that the Gemara is matter there is only hotzah d'rabbana. But hotzah d'oraisa would be Usher. And the Rebbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ramban, but in the Rashba, assumes, I know, that Hotzah is unique because there's no change to the chetes, and that's what the Gemara means, Shvus to Les Be Maisa, and therefore Hotzah would be Mutter, but Malka Mitzvah, even in Rishas Arabim, even if it's a Isser de Araisa. Okay, I think we'll have to stop here, and next time we'll begin by discussing applications of Shvus to Shvus v'Malka Mitzvah, and under what circumstances we may rely on the position of the Itter. And I'll try to send out some further Mar Makamas. I think we'll just meet on Wednesday.